there, but we're not talking that, funnily enough, this hour. We are, in fact, doing something completely different and meeting a pioneering woman from the world of horse racing. 46 years ago, Karen Wiltshire made history when she became the first professional female jockey to win a flat race here in the UK. But Karen also suffered verbal, physical, and sexual abuse as she attempted to break new ground in what was then almost an exclusively male-dominated sport. Well, I've been speaking to Karen, whose new book, No Place for a Girl, documents some of the prejudice she faced in the 1970s, and she started by telling me about the instruction she was given by one of her early trainers that if she wanted to succeed in racing, then she needed to act and dress like a boy.
He just wanted me to look just the same as the boys. So he thought it would be easier if I was out there and the owners thought that I was a boy. He wanted them to think I was good and then break it later that actually I was a girl. He'd said, don't wear makeup, cut your hair short.
And you only had your initials, K. Wiltshire, on the board of runners, so any partial observer would, I guess, just have assumed that you were a male jockey. But how did you feel at being told to sort of hide your sex? Did you feel annoyed at the time that you were having to do that, or did you just accept that this is what you had to do?
Well, accepted because, you know, I think with anything in a male-dominated world, you just try and fit in as best as you can, and you just do anything. You've got an apprenticeship with your trainer and he basically owns you. You can't actually get engaged or married without asking him. It was a very, very strict apprenticeship.
And what was the atmosphere in the stables like where you worked?
Well, you know, the boys thought, oh, she won't last long, and they bullied me terribly. So, I mean, there was, you know, a few nice ones that felt sorry for me. On the whole, I was badly bullied.
Well, you say in the book you were ridiculed.
Yeah, ridiculed, yeah, about my physique. And sometimes they might try and attack you in the stable. There was no CCTV there. I mean, that prepared me of when I was attacked in the changing room at Warwick. I was badly whipped during the race. And then when I dismounted, the trainer said, I'm going to walk behind you. Your jumpers are badly split. And so I didn't realise. When I got back into the changing room, which was this very, I would normally had to just change with the men, but this time they'd actually put a partition up. And so I was just relieved to have my backside stung and I was just relaxing. And then all of a sudden, a jockey that was in the race with me jumped over the partition and sexually attacked me, groping. And I was just in bra and pants. And so it was just really quite horrendous. I just screamed, but I did judo at the convent, so I knew how to fight.
Did you feel you had any recourse to report what happened to you?
No. I mean, those days you didn't do that. You know, I was supposed to have been a boy, as my trainer said. You know, so you didn't want to show up. Otherwise, if you were too much of a problem, you might not get another ride.
And then we come to the defining moment in your career, 1978, when you made history, becoming the first British female jockey to win a flat race. I wonder, did the enormity of that achievement sink in at the time? You were just 22.
I was just pleased to have a winner. That was the main thing. And the feeling of it, you just think, I just want more of winners. It was only a few lines in the Sporting Life, and it didn't actually say I was the first professional to win on the flat in the UK.
Did you feel a bit aggrieved about that?
Women in sport, they just kept quiet about, really. But then a month later, I had the Daily Telegraph and the Mail on Sunday. They got in touch with me and wanted to do features. But my trainer, directly after the race, when I got back to the yard, and said, look, if you're going to have the press, you're not allowed to do anything, and this is in your contract. And I said, well why? This is, you know, very odd. Why can't I to help women in the future? And he said, no, they want to sexualize you. They want you in a bikini, and it would look bad for racing. You've got to look professional, because I was under contract. If I didn't, then I'd be sacked.
And racing today, Karen, has changed so much when it comes to gender parity, especially. The sport is rightly lauded now as one of the few where men and women compete on an even playing field against each other. When you look at the racing world of the 1970s where you competed, compared to today, I mean, it just must be unrecognisable.
Yeah, it is, but there's still far, I always thought by now there'd be about 30% girls. Really, you can only fast track it with quotas or incentives. I've thought incentives in the classics, because that's where they're getting into the group races now. But the classics, they're still not really getting much opportunity there. So if they had like 5 to 10% given to trainers and owners of added prize money, if you had a girl riding, then it might push the trainers and owners.
How likely is it that the authorities might embrace an idea like that?
I don't know. I mean, I've been pushing for things with the BHA and just hope they do. You've just got to keep pushing, really.
Thank you so much for coming in to speak to us, and good luck with the book. Karen Walsher, thank you for speaking to us on the programme.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Well, you heard the BHA, the British Horse Racing Authority, mentioned in that interview with Karen there. In response, they told us, we agree with Karen that more needs to be done to support the careers of women working in racing. The sport is in the process of finalising a long-term workforce strategy so that we can build a more sustainable, happy and fulfilling future for everyone involved. And Karen Wiltshire's book, No Place for a Girl, is out now.